this morning. Next thing I knew, I was in the war. I was crying, begging for my life. I looked outside, people's lives were lost. Next thing I knew, my life was on the line.
To live for something.
And that's music from a new CD called Life in War and Poverty, done by students at the Academy of the Americas here in Detroit. And they're going to be having a DVD CD release party that's coming up tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. at Compass. That's the new cultural center on West Verner and Lawndale in southwest Detroit. Joining us here in studio to talk all about it is Terry Markray. She's the middle school teacher at the Academy of the Americas, a middle school teacher there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, we have Kara Graninger, director of the El Arte Alliance. Hello.
Hello.
And we have a couple of students as well who participated on this from the school. We have Jose Campos and Fabian Garza. Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine.
It's very good to have you here. And first, I just want to talk a little bit about the El Arte Alliance so we can tell folks what it's all about.
Great. Well, El Arte Alliance, we've been working in Southwest Detroit schools for over a decade. And what we do is we bring artists into the schools to help teach the curriculum. Our artists partner with teachers in math classes, English classes, social studies classes to provide hands-on arts experiences for the kids and give a different avenue to learn and achieve. We're thrilled with this program in particular this year because over 120 students achieved not only academic outcomes, but also learned so much about film and music recording.
Well, Terry, I want to get you in this a little bit. When you talk about the subject matter of this, obviously life in war and poverty, when we're talking 6th and 7th graders working on this project, these are tough subjects for kids to get themselves really around. But were you surprised at what you were hearing from them and their ideas?
You know, I wasn't surprised. I teach social studies, and I saw this as a great opportunity to help the students really get into the subject matter. Kids always tell me about what they feel about different things that are happening in the world, and I saw this as a great opportunity to let them voice what they're feeling and express what they're feeling.
Well, and it's pretty strong feelings at this as well, and it's often that we don't give children a voice in these sorts of matters. I want to ask you, Kara, about that.
Yeah.
Again, giving kids a voice, because we often sort of dismiss their opinions as irrelevant or not educated or something else.
Exactly. Yeah, I think as fine as our teachers are, and Terry Barcray is a nationally recognized teacher, when we're so tied to the curriculum and book learning, it's often true that kids kind of like, well, I guess I'll do it. And the kids who are better at, you know, pen and paper learning, they achieve, but they don't get to be whole beings speaking what they think about their world. Our seventh grade program this year, their project was about their lives as local and global citizens, and they made a fabulous DVD, which we'll be releasing at the party. And then these sixth graders got to talk about war and poverty, and also they're directly involved in raising money for Ecuadorian school children and their families through the program Free the Children. So gave them like a really great service learning experience.
Well, Jose and Fabian, I want to talk to you guys as well about this. Talk about getting an opportunity to say what you think and having people actually listen. Do you find that adults usually care about what you have to say?
Well, and actually,
this is Fabian here.
Most adults do care about what children think because they think of how their children's future are as, I'll say, a scientist or a preacher. But some don't think because they're only little and they don't know, they think that they might not know what they're talking about.
Well, and when you get an opportunity to say, what is their reaction? Do they sit there and rethink about how your brains are working and how capable you are of understanding things?
I think they could by the vocabulary of how they're speaking or how their mind is.
Really, really. Now, talk about, we'll get you on there, Jose, as well. Talk about doing this project, getting an opportunity to be in the studio, record some music. I'm assuming you had some fun with this.
Well, being in the recording studio and all that was fun, but it was kind of hard for, like, making the songs because people didn't agree on stuff.
Really? Oh, so you had some fights that you had to work through about and arguments about things? What kind of things did you guys argue about when you were putting it together?
Well, we argued about the beats and about the words in the songs.
Really? So who wrote most of the stuff that went into the songs? Now, did you sort of write it by a committee and have a bunch of people coming together on what you wanted to say?
Well, I wrote most of it, and then they helped me with the beats and part of the song.
Very good, very good. Well, we're going to hear a song of yours in just a moment here on the program. And what is the song that we're going to hear on the new CD?
People Are Dying.
People Are Dying. Okay, this is from the Life in War and Poverty CD done by the students at the Academy of the Americas in Southwest Detroit.
People start a fight and some are dying. Soldiers are crying, trying to hide to save their lives. Soldiers are running in tall grass with flowers. The sky is blue and the sun is shining. Many races of different colors, Mexicans and African Americans, fighting for our freedom. Families at home are crying. A friend of mine is dying in the streets of another city, not near. I'm going through fear, but I don't like the sound of fear. It gives me the chills, porque quiero estar en la casa relajando, pero estoy aquí, ya me quiero ir, pero me voy a estar defendiendo mi país hasta el fin.
And again, that's from the Life in War and Poverty CD that will be released tomorrow at the CD-DVD release party that's taking place again at Compass, the new cultural center on West Verner and Lawndale in Southwest Detroit. Kara, I want to get back to you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
When you set up a project like this, you're probably not quite sure what to expect, but talk about what you thought the first time you got a chance to hear what was the final product was all about.
Well, I just have been really thrilled this year. It's actually, although all of our programs are great, it's increased my job satisfaction significantly to be facilitating this project this year. And I really want to thank Harmony Park Music. They were just almost a surprise partner because we hired Vic Spicer to be the audio artist for the project. And he linked us with Harmony Park Music, who did a lot of in-kind donating to give our kids, I think it was something like six or seven sessions in the studio. So that was an amazing boon. Also, we worked with some really talented musicians, Blair and mm-hmm. Ismael Duran. So we had a really great team. And the seventh graders, they collaborated with John Prusak of Daft and also Chris Weigel. And John was the one at a sit-down breakfast meeting. He was the one who said, you have to hire Vic for the sixth grade project. And he works at Harmony Studios, the Harmony Park Music. The kids could use the same microphones as Aretha Franklin.
That's a big deal.
So we were excited about that. Yeah.
Well, Terry, from an educational standpoint, having students work on a project like this that's outside of perhaps what we normally think of in school, what's the value in doing something, again, that is just not the norm for a student to do?
Well, I think the value is it's a great opportunity for kids to experience things that they're not used to experiencing. And I think they take more ownership of their learning when they're able to see all of the different components that you can use to learn different things. So when they take ownership, they get more into the subject matter and they learn, you know, they just learn as much as they can and they want to know more and more and more. And that's the results that I saw with these children.
Well, and Fabian, let's go back to you for just a second here. Again, you know, obviously working on a project like this probably is a little bit better than perhaps sitting in a classroom for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, it pretty much is.
But the fact that you're doing this and you're actually raising money for some folks who are, you know, less fortunate than we are down in Ecuador, did that help you, did that motivate you to work on this even more?
Yeah, knowing that I'm also helping someone, because I'm very generous, knowing that I'm helping someone over 200 miles away makes me feel good that I know I'm helping a kid in Ecuador who can't afford that clean water or clean food can go to school and get a good education.
Well, it's great. It's a fantastic project. And again, the CD DVD release party will be taking place tomorrow from 4 to 7 at Compass, the new cultural center on West Verner and Lawndale. And Kara, I want to ask you quickly, the El Arte Alliance, I understand you guys are going to be going through some changes over there as well.
That's right.
And a little merger going on there?
That's right. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Yeah. We're going to be merging with another very fine Southwest Detroit arts agency called Living Arts. And that merger will be complete this spring. They serve the same students we serve, but in after-school programs and weekend programs. So we think it's a really good idea for us to start working together. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And, continued success. So hopefully you will be able to see that.
Is this project this year.
Is this going to be an annual thing, do you think?
We sure hope so. Yeah. And that's actually, I wanted to give my phone number out, personal cell phone. Feel free to call for information about the event. That is 585-2598, area code 313. And I also wanted to invite people to donate to the program.
Sure.
And we will split proceeds between El Arte and our program at the Academy of the Americas next year in songwriting and video. And also, a portion of the proceeds will go directly to school children and their families in Ecuador. So, if you can remember, you write your check out to SMAF, which is Southeast Michigan Arts Forum. Put El Arte in the memo line. And put the number of CDs or DVDs you'd like to purchase. You can just donate, or if you want CDs or DVDs, it's $12 per CD or DVD, and only $10 if you get more than one. And you can send this to SMAF at 1008 Ferdinand, Detroit, Michigan, 48209.
And there will also be a link to that on our blog here at DetroitToday.org, which might make it easier in case people didn't have their pens handy.
Yes,
right there.
Indeed.
But Jose and Fabian, I want to talk to you guys real quick. Again, you're going to actually be performing a lot of this music at the party, correct?
I'm not sure because I'm not the type of person who likes to record my voice and hear myself over, which is why you can only hear me say two things in a song. I didn't really want to sing in the song.
Well, you know, you may not have a choice. It's a little different doing it in front of people, but we certainly appreciate you two being here. That's Jose Campos and Fabian Garza. They're sixth graders at the Academy of the Americas. Also, I'd like to thank Terry Mark Ray, a teacher at the Academy of the Americas, and Kara Graninger, director of the El Arte Alliance, a wonderful project, Life in War and Poverty. The CD-DVD release party taking place tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. at Compass. That's the new cultural center at West Verner and Lawndale. Fantastic work, guys. Great job. Appreciate everybody being here.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right. This is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. When we come back, we're going to hear about the Detroit Association of Black Storytellers. There's going to be a Celebration Spring concert on Sunday at Mary Grove College. We're going to hear all about that next.
Couple of books.